Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Swipe. I am Amanda and I am joined tonight by Amy. Erica has taken the night off, but she'll be back next week. So it's just me and Amy who you're stuck with. Hi.
That's as much as, well, okay, that's kind of a lie. I was going to say that's the most excitement you'll get out of me tonight because I am hellaciously tired.
Well, yeah, you're tired because you just got back from a date. You're all like
Literally,
dolled up.
15 minutes ago. I got back from a date about 15 minutes ago.
So of course I'm gonna ask you all about that, but first, where did you on what platform or how did you meet this person? And then tell us a little bit about him.
Okay, so I met him on Tinder. We're gonna call him Groucho.
Okay.
Whenever he first introduced himself, he described himself as a cross between Groucho Marx and a Muppet. And it is a strangely accurate description.
Okay.
He's of Greek descent, so he looks very, very Greek. I mean, he looks very stereotypically Greek. I don't know how else to explain that.
Okay,
But
is Groucho Greek?
I have no idea.
Okay, I was just looking for the connection.
I'm just paraphrasing his words. We started talking. I'm a couple margaritas in, so I'm very relaxed. The date went fine. He is a very nice guy. I'm trying to find words here. I'm very, like I said, I'm very tired. My life has gone from 0 to 60 very, very quickly, and I've been going and going and going. So,
Yeah, it's amazing how much stuff has changed now that
I
like
know.
more and more stuff is open and people don't have to wear masks everywhere. And it's amazing just like how quickly society is like, okay, let's pick up the pace.
Well, I
So.
did actually. We went out to dinner when we met at a little Mexican restaurant, and I had some amazing street tacos. So, yay, Taco Monday! I'm all for advocating tacos on any day of the week. And then after tacos, we went to a little neighborhood place that has the naughty and nice creamery.
Oh, yum. Yeah, I love that place.
They do boozy ice cream. So I had amaretto sour ice cream on top of my
Yum.
margaritas.
Oh, my gosh.
But
All
they
right, so.
actually are making people still wear masks there. So
Oh, good. Good, good.
But
Right, well, tell us about the date. Like, what?
I had a great time. He was a really nice guy. He actually sent me a te I started a new job today too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why I'm like blah, 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 blah. So he sent me a text message this morning and he was like, "Have a great day at your new job." And he's like really attentive and really nice. And I feel bad saying it because he's so nice, but he's going through a divorce. He's made a lot of disparaging comments about his ex, which tells me that maybe he's not ready to start dating yet. But with that aside, I would be totally cool hanging out with him as long as it was on a, like, we're just hanging out as friends thing. Because we do have quite a bit in common, although when he talks about his job, I have no idea what he's talking about. He's a software, hardware, computer programming nerd of sorts. Anyway, he texts very frequently, and it's nice, but at the same time, it's also kind of like, okay, you don't have to tell me a third time today how much you're looking forward to our date.
Oh, wow, really? 3 times in one day?
That might be a little I lost track, actually. Like, it was, like, at least once a day for several days in a row.
Oh, no.
So he just, I told my mom about it, and I'm like, he's a nice guy, and I feel bad saying stuff, but it's just, like, I could tell that he was trying really hard to sort of impress me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, like, him being mean or nasty or bragging or anything like that. It was just like he really, really likes me, but I enjoy his company but don't like him in the same way.
Well, and I feel like that's like an interesting thing that I think happens a lot to people, and it's like where I mean, I know I've definitely been the person that's been really into the other person more than they are me. And then when I think about, like, door number two, for instance, who was, like,
mm-hmm.
I felt like he was texting me all the time. But honestly, if I had been into him, I wouldn't have felt like he was texting too much. I would have been excited and happy.
Yeah. So, oh, my God. So I was at work today. And, of course, because I'm at work now, everyone's like, I got so many text messages today. Like, from so many different people. I'm like, where were you for the last 6 months when I was stuck at home with nothing to do? Why now? So
that's funny.
So I'm, like, trying to answer text messages without looking like I'm goofing off at work. And, you know, I'm trying to text as fast as I can so I don't get distracted. And anyway, I said something to someone else. I'm like, I was complaining about the fact that someone that I do really like doesn't text me a lot. And, of course, now that person texted me also, but it was just recently, and I have not read the text yet. But anyway, we'll come back to that. Because this ties into my next story.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had a good evening, and I would totally like to hang out with this guy just because we do have stuff in common. But I don't want to date him. So that'll be my next thing. Because he was like, oh, do you want to hang out again? And I'm like, yeah, I actually would like to hang out again. I just need to clarify with him that I can't date him.
Yeah.
So that will be my next thing is figuring out how to say you're cool. And to be fair to myself, whenever we matched on Tinder, he even said, you know, I'm kind of looking for friends.
So, oh, well, then I think that's easy, yeah. Much easier than just be like, hey, yeah, I do want to hang out, but I think, you know, I think I just want to start as friends. And, like, I mean, I think it's also valid to be like, you seem like a cool guy, but I don't feel attracted to you. But also, like, the divorce thing, if he's talking about his ex on a first date.
Well, we've talked on the phone several times. He's a very, very talkative, and we get on the phone and we were talking for like, I think we were on the phone for like 2 hours. So, oh, here's the other interesting thing about this guy. We got to talking and he mentioned a place that he worked, which was like it was a place he worked. And then I realized that I worked at the same place. I'm like, we did a little sleuthing and found out that we actually worked for the same company at the same time. So
oh, funny.
We worked together.
Had you ever met before?
Well, we talked about it, and it's like we know that we were introduced to each other, but we don't specifically remember each other because we worked in different departments.
Okay.
It's like I have this very vague memory of what I think is meeting him. Cat butt. someone just got a cat butt in the face.
My cat, who like hardly ever snuggles me, chose right now to get up
on
my
face. At least she didn't stick her butt in the camera.
That's true.
So anyway, we worked together in the past, and I kind of remember meeting him, but don't remember anything more specific than that, and it might just be my brain filling in gaps, but anyway. Yeah, did I tell you I had a date, like, 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So I actually met a guy also from Tinder. I know I talked about it on one of the other episodes that hasn't aired yet. We met on Tinder and we had talked for a long time, and then I finally was kind of like, okay, I need to act on this. So I asked him out if he asked him if he wanted to do something, and we ended up going to a wine bar. And then when we got there, he's like, you asked me if I like wine, and I had to laugh because my sister owns a winery in France with her husband.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So he's like, well, do you mind? I can totally pick out wine for us. And I'm like, by all means, you know what you're doing. Go for it. So it was also a very fun evening and kind of an expensive evening. And I've made the joke that I keep meeting guys who are out of my tax bracket. Because I feel like a lot of people have been spending a lot of money on me lately. But so also a pleasant evening, and we had been talking, like we talked after the date, and he sent me, it was like we talked for a bit. We didn't talk as much as I did with the guy that I went on a date with tonight, but
Okay.
we were texting back and forth, and it's like you could just kind of tell it was sort of tapering off. And I'm like, okay, well, if he asks me out again, I think I'll go out on another date with him. But it was kind of a, okay, well, I don't know if the chemistry is here or not. And since it was my, he did make one comment that I kind of was like, it was kind of an eyebrow raiser, because he was talking about living a living wage, and he's like, yeah, my parents used to have a small business. And he didn't go into details, but it was something about, part-time people not getting a living wage, or not being small businesses not being able to afford that. And I'm just like, I was gonna say something, and I'm like, no, this is the first date I've went on in over a year. I'm not ready to get into a heated debate with someone. I'm just gonna enjoy the evening for what it is, me finally being able to rejoin society. And so it was a fairly pleasant evening, but I kind of feel like I would have had to do a lot of investigating into where this guy stood on things. It's like he was talking about his family, and he picked out like really expensive stuff, and I'm like, we may not be on the same page here. But the conversation with him has since tapered off. He sent me a text message last Thursday, which I kind of got distracted and never responded to. And it was like a two-word response, like, well, he said something to me, and he was like, well, duh, or like, it was like a funny response to something. And I'm like, I can't really respond to this anyway. It's like, it's just dragging it out. And
I mean, I think it's fair to, like, if he's not offering up anything new to keep the conversation going and you're not really feeling it,
So I'm like, yeah, I feel kind of bad just like not responding to his text, but he's had plenty of time to like put something out there, like, hey, do you want to meet up again? And he hasn't. So I'm like, okay, I'm fine with just letting this drop. So
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, congrats on your first in-person date since COVID. And you've been like a very busy bee. You had like a date today, and then I think maybe you're going to talk a little bit about something else, but I'm going to just tease everybody with that. And we're going to take a little mini break to just put a plug in, because I don't know if you guys haven't been following our Instagram, you might not know, but we are gearing up to do another Q&A episode before we go on summer hiatus. kind of a season finale episode where we answer your questions. They can be about relationships, about dating. They can be about us. They can be abstract, whatever. You ask, we will answer, and we will make things up and sound very confident if we don't know the answer. But you will get an answer. So you can email us at letswipepod, and that's letswipe without the apostrophe, pod at gmail.com. You could also send us a DM on Instagram if you follow us on Instagram. But we would love to get your questions and spend an episode answering those fun questions. And like I said, we are going to go on summer hiatus. So we'll be finishing up season one in a couple episodes. But then we will be back for season two. So we hope you guys will come back for that when it airs.
Yay!
All right, now let's get back to what we're really here for.
This is the good stuff.
Let's hear. I'm probably gonna interject a little bit with questions, but I'm gonna let you lead the way because I'm not sure how much you want to tell or not.
Okay.
But the floor is yours.
All right. So, as many of you know, I had been unemployed for a really long time and facing burnout and wondering what in the hell I'm doing with my life. And I kind of went through this phase where I'm just like, I had a really rough winter. Let's just put it that way. Things kind of sucked. Some other people were involved in that and we got over them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this won't be history repeating itself. I kind of decided I needed to get some fresh air and get out and do something, get the cobwebs blown out, and I decided I needed a road trip, but I didn't really know where to go. Well, as some of you know and have chided me for doing, I still maintain a friendly conversation with Kentucky. So he sent me a thing unprompted a while back about a show he was going to be in, and he sent it to me because he wanted me to critique the graphic design because there were lots of funky things on the design. So I'm like, the designer took his feet off, like they
it's so weird.
I know, you saw the thing, and it's like, yeah, they photoshopped his feet off to get him to fit, which I don't understand why they did.
Well, yeah, because it was really obvious. It looked terrible.
Yes, it really did. And so he sent it to me because he knew I would, you know, critique accordingly. So then I can't say if I wanted to do the road trip first or if the idea to go see this show happened first. It's kind of all a jumble. So wheels started turning, the gerbils started spinning on their wheels, my brain started smoking, and it's like, hey, two birds with one stone. His town in Kentucky is close enough to our fair city that it was something that I thought, okay, I could go do this. And initially, I was just going to go and not tell him that I was even there. Like, just, you know, watch the show, go home. Well, then it was like, well, okay, I'm going to go, and then I can decide when I get there if I want to tell him I'm there or not. Then I suggested this to other people, and I was informed that that's kind of like bunny boiler creepy.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned something about how, like, I don't think that it can end well. Because it's like, either you don't make yourself known, and then, okay, that, I guess, is best case scenario. And you just go home and are like, okay, I saw him. Curiosity has been, you know, taken care of. Move on. But it's like, if you ever did want to keep talking to him or meet him, it's like, that's a really crazy stalker thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I gave it, I sat on it and thought about it. And so I thought of a reason to email him, because I try not to, even now after what went down, I try not to make, it's like, okay, neither one of us are priorities in each other's life. So I try not to be like that annoying person who's always texting, like, what are you doing today? You know, I'm trying really hard not to do that, not to get wrapped up like I was. So I sent him a text message, and since we are looking for questions for the podcast, I said, send us a question. Don't tell me it was you that sent it in, but send us a question. And oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. Where's a good place to eat? So he writes back and says, if you let me, I'll take you out to dinner. And oh, by the way, you should come see my show.
Little did he know.
Little did he know that I had already planned on coming to planned to come see it. So then after the wheels started rolling on this, everyone's like, okay, if you go to Kentucky to see Kentucky, make sure that he's not the main reason you're going. You're going because you have some life goals that you want to achieve, which included, I've never gone on a trip anywhere by myself, I've never booked a hotel by myself, and I've never eaten dinner by myself. So these were kind of my goals.
And that was like one of the things, because when you first called and told me you were going to do this, and it was still in the I'm not going to say anything stage.
Yeah.
Right. I think like somehow it had come up that maybe like I could go with you because like I love traveling, and I don't know if you invited me or if I invited myself or whatever.
But who knows? Like,
and then I realized, oh no, I can't go because I had a conflict that same night.
Right.
And it was like, I remember you kind of came back a little bit later and you're like, you know what? It would have been fun if you came, but I'm kind of glad that I'm going by myself because I've never done anything like this before. Yeah.
It was. And another friend of mine who I've been kind of, he has a similar situation with one of his, well, it's in his case, it's an ex-girlfriend that he sort of can't quite let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And so our situations are similar, but with very different backgrounds. So he basically said the same exact thing you did. He's the sideshow. You're going there for something else.
Yeah.
You know, you've got other plans to go. Whatever happens with him is not the main reason. So I got myself a cute little boutique hotel that was actually right across from the theater where he was performing. Like, in classic Amy overthinking style, I went through so many scenarios in my head. I'm like, okay, what is best case scenario? What is worst case scenario? So it's like, okay, if everything goes tits up and I am like so upset and just like can't even bear it, I'm going to take a bottle of wine and hang out and watch TV in my cute little hotel room and get smashed, you know? Okay. And then it was like, well, what is best case scenario? And it's like, well, anyway, he said, we talked back and forth, and he was like, yeah, let me know when you're in town. I will totally buy you lunch or whatever. So I let him know when I was on my way. And it was kind of funny because I stopped. God love Mount Vernon, Illinois. You're in the middle of farm country, like nowhere. And you're just nowhere. And I had to pee so bad. I was never so glad to see a gas station in my life because I had to pee so bad. So I checked my text messages, and he wrote me he had sent a text, and he's like, yeah, I have a kilting at 5:00. And I'm like, a kilting? What the hell? He's getting paid for a kilt? And then I'm like, okay, I hope to God that wasn't a typo and he meant to say killing. I have a killing at 5:00. And then I realized it was supposed to be a fitting because he was getting fitted for his costume for the show.
That makes sense.
So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I'll let him know when I'm there. And then whenever he's done with all that, we can meet up or whatever. Well, I even tacked on like an extra 30 minutes to my ETA. Cause I'm like, I need a little time to get acclimated and whatever. Yeah. By the t- he so I got there, got in the hotel, was fixing my hair and trying to decide, okay, so what am I going to do? And he's like, are you here yet? And I'm like, yeah, I'm getting my hair together. And he's like, well, where are you? I'll swing by.
Oh, wow. And
literally within 30 minutes of me being there, he had met me at the hotel and we were walking around beautiful downtown unnamed city in Kentucky.
So there has been a lot about what he looks like, because so many of the pictures are, he looks different in every single picture. So what did he look like?
Well, you've seen some of the photos of him. I think he is quite easy on the eyes.
Okay.
I do like him in the costume he had for his show. He was supposed to look like a kind of a nerd, but it actually worked for him.
Okay.
I kind of liked him with the nerd look. So he's tall. He once described himself as plus sized, which I don't think is accurate, because he's tall and he's broad shouldered, and he said he played football in high school. So, and I asked him what position he played, and he played several, and the only one I remember him saying was tight end. So I'm like, so does that mean you're the big broody guys that stop the other ones from getting through? And he's like, yes.
Okay.
So that's like body shape.
Yeah.
He actually is the proverbial tall, dark, and handsome.
Okay.
Truly. Like he has more of a, I mean, everybody has a dark complexion compared to me, but so do we want eye color, hair color kind of thing?
No, I was just wondering, like, because he looks so different, you really felt like you didn't know what he looked like.
Well,
you know,
when we were out at dinner, I actually did ask him that. I'm like, do you know that you look different in every picture I actually said that to him before I met him. Like, you look different in every photo I've seen of you. And I'm like, is that like an actor thing? And he's like, no, I don't know. It's just, I guess he doesn't have a thing. Like, some of his pictures he looks older and some he looks younger.
Yeah.
The one of him in his costume I'm very fond of, just because it's basically he's in a suit and tie, or a suit and bow tie.
But, yeah, I think it's a bow tie.
Yeah, so we actually went on I was thinking about this, like, why everyone has given me such a hard time about why can I not let this guy go? So over the course of the weekend, we through just talking and normal stuff, like, I have some pretty weird and random hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some pretty weird and random hobbies. And I can name at least 10 things about those weird and random hobbies that we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like a lot of crossover with stuff that we both enjoy. And I think that was a huge part of this, why I was like, it is such a shame to let that go, because it's someone that I have a lot in common with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, just as far as like things that we enjoy. It's like, why would I not want to keep talking to someone who likes dressing up and pretending that they're someone that they're not, like, just like I do.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm really glad that it worked out. And like I told you in a previous conversation, it's like, I feel like regardless of what happens in the future with this person, like, I think you had a really fun weekend. You had a good experience, and like, it can just, I mean, maybe it will be more than that, but even if it's not, like, you had this and this was fun.
Right. Yeah. It was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed being around him just for the sake of, I enjoyed his company and I enjoyed the conversation. If something happens, great. If nothing changes and it goes on exactly the way it is, I'm perfectly fine with that too. But I do have to, so we were out at dinner, and we kind of lost track of time, and he had a 6 o'clock curtain call. Mm-hmm. So we sat down at like 5:20, and we're at this restaurant, and I'm looking at the menu, and it's like the cheapest thing on the menu is like $40. And I'm like, oh shit, I don't know what to order. And he had to order something quick. It was like a steakhouse, and he couldn't order a steak because they couldn't guarantee that they'd get it to him in enough time to eat it. So then he's like, oh yeah, you know, the such and such is really good. And, or no, he hadn't eaten there before. It was the waiter who came over, and I'm like, can you make a suggestion? And he's like, oh yeah, the filet mignon is our best item, or our best seller. So I'm like, okay, that sounds good.
I
don't even know how much it was. I was just like, I literally just put the menu on the table, and I'm like, okay.
You know what? It's like, with all of the trouble that he has caused over this last year, I say he can pay for your filet mignon.
Yes, I deserve a filet mignon out of this. So he had to leave. So he told me beforehand, he's like, I'm going to have to leave you, you know, before you're finished eating. He's like, take your time, you know, I'll take care of the bill on my way out. So I knew he wasn't like stiffing me or anything like that. So for at least part of the meal, I did eat by myself. So that was kind of worked out too. And it was.
Yeah, because that was like another goal of yours, right? Yeah.
And it did give me an opportunity to answer all the text messages that I was getting. Are you dead yet? Are you still alive? What's he look like? And so when we were out and about, he kind of asked about, he was telling me about the play, and he's like, you know, they do participation. Do you want to get up on stage and spell words? So the play, for anyone who is familiar, was the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I had never seen it, never heard of it. And he's like, if you're interested in getting up on stage and doing it, I'll tell the creative director to put your name on the list to get called up. Well, I never really answered him, because being called out and having a spotlight on you and on stage and everybody looking at you is not really my thing. But so I'm sitting there waiting to go in the theater, and I knew who the creative director was because the way he looked was explained to me. And so he came over and he's like, would you like to be a participant? And I'm like, oh crap, you're a friend of Kentucky's. At that moment it was like, okay, put up or shut up. This trip is about expanding your boundaries. So
yes.
So I did it, and I got called up on stage, and it was the most surreal thing I have ever experienced in my life, because I've known this guy I've been in the company of this person and like for 2 hours maybe at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm kind of being called out a little bit. So I'm sitting on the stage on these bleachers next to all the other actors. There were like 5 people from the audience that they pulled up, and they literally they called me out by Miss my last name. So we'll just say Miss Schwalbabes. So I'm sitting there, and he hasn't come on stage yet. So I'm sitting on the bleachers, and he comes out on stage, and I'm looking at his back.
Mm-hmm. So
I haven't even made eye contact with him yet. And he sits down, and his part in the play was he was the person who was doing the spell this word. So when they brought us up on stage, they said, you don't have to act. You just have to say, I'd like a definition. I'd like you to use this word in a sentence. And then when they called you up, they made up like this little funny saying about you. Like, this guy had on a blue shirt, and he's like, this is Mr. Smith. fresh from his tour with the Blue Man Group.
Oh, yeah.
There's just little funny, snarky things to keep the audience laughing. So I get up there, and they're like, this brunette beauty is the seventh grade sweetheart. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
So
I'm trying to be cute, and I'm like, I'm trying not to laugh. I'm a little giddy, and I make eye contact with Kentucky, who is in complete character, and he's like, Miss Schwalbabes, spell dystopia. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, there were so many emotions going through my head at that point. So I'm like, I so have the hots for you right now. Oh my God, everybody is looking at me. Oh my God, how do you spell dystopia? So I misspelled dystopia, by the way.
It happens.
I fucked up in my grade school spelling bee too.
Yeah, I did too. I was in a spelling bee, and the word that I got out on was the word misspell.
Oh, that's rough. So anyway, I got called out, and like the part of the play, they've got this guy who's dressed up like a biker dude, and he's there on community service, so he escorts all the heartbroken losers off the stage and hands you, and then I got handed a juice box. Like, my consolation prize was that I got a juice box.
Nice.
So I get back into the audience and I'm watching the rest of the thing. So what else can I tell you about Kentucky? He sings and dances because I saw it with my own eyes. And so when we went to intermission, I'm like, I am so getting even with you for doing that to me. Mm-hmm. And then when I left the theater, he had sent me a text message, and it's like, it's spelled like this. So it was like this little back and forth texting thing between the things on the.
Nice.
So it was such a fun evening. It was just something I've never done before. And the icing on the cake is, he actually told me this before I met. He actually mentioned this before I even met him, but he reiterated it when I was there. Since I am also having a performance in a couple of weeks, he suggested returning the favor. Now, this is not written in stone yet, so it might not happen, but I am optimistic that he is going to come see me when I do my ballet recital.
Nice. Well, I am excited to see how this plays out. And I am excited that you had such a fantastic time.
I really did. And it was so helpful. And, you know, on the way back, I'm like, well, okay, what happens if I did, you know, what if we start dating? Or, you know, what about, like, this drive down here really sucks. And I'm like, Amy, just shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it for what it was, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
And, well, oh, wow, I never noticed the grass smelled so good before. You know, it was just, now I'm going to go meditate on the Himalayas. You know, it sounds hokey and trite, but it really was exactly the life-changing kind of thing I needed to do to make myself feel better. And then I got back to our fair Midwestern city, and somebody put the pedal to 80, and now I'm like, oh my God, life is back to normal. So, yes.
Well, I'm really glad, like I said, that you had a good time, and I think you're looking at it the right way.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's probably the best way to end our episode. So, thanks for sharing all that.
Guys, you're going to have to wait till next season to find out what happens.
Yeah, but don't worry. We still have at least one more episode before this season ends. So just a reminder, write in, give us some questions.
Yeah.
We'd love to answer those on the air. And I guess without anything else, just thanks for listening, everybody. You can email us at letswipepod@gmail.com. You can give us a follow on Instagram at Let's Swipe Podcast, and you can send us messages at either place. We'd love to hear from you, and we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.